everybody, Cal Banyan, calbanyan.com, hypnosis, etc. Where we talk about hypnosis, etc. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, we've got additional text, additional links, additional graphics that make this podcast more valuable for you. All right, guess what? Well, I hope you guys, you know, still love me and stuff after my DEAD Dead series. I might revive the series later on when I think of more stuff that really ought to be dead and buried in the profession. All right. I'm so excited. We got Meredith Locker back. Let me tell you about Meredith Locker. Meredith Locker is a consummate professional. She has her practice in Los Angeles. Her website is Your Path Hypnosis. She's a caring and wonderful hypnotherapist with a master's degree in hypnosis, a talk therapist before she came over to the hypnosis side of life. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. Happy to be back, fresh from solid gold. How are you, Cal?
I'm doing great, and I'm remotely zooming in your camera right now.
Yeah, you guys may not know this, but pretty much every time we set up to film these podcasts, it's a battle. It's a battle about how zoomed in I am or how zoomed out. And if I had it my way, I'd be back here. But Cal says, then you have little head and I have big head. So it's the battling of the size of the head we're dealing with every time. Well, I'm not sure if you guys know who Cal is. I do, because he's my mentor and he's amazing. But he, like me, has a master's in psychology. He's the one that brought us Five Path, Seventh Path, Self-Hypnosis. He's the author of books galore, articles galore. He's got just this prolific web presence. He's all over the web. In fact, I think he started the internet. He's going to keep that one a secret, but he was definitely on right around when it got launched. And if you haven't checked out hypnosis.org, so many amazing, amazing articles and so many products and so much great stuff that you can get there. And, you know, he's the mastermind behind all of it. He's Cal Banyan.
And you know what? If I had a friend or a family member in the Los Angeles area that could benefit from hypnosis, and hey, who couldn't? I would definitely send them to you, Meredith. How's that make you feel?
I love that. And I've already sent a family member to you. My cousin came to see you.
Is that right?
And I'll continue. I've been trying to get my mom to you for a while here in Tustin, California. One of these days, I'll get her into you.
Cool. Hey, I got a couple of quick announcements, if you don't mind.
I don't.
All right. Hey, you guys out there, you know, they say that, what is it, imitation is one of the greatest levels of, I don't know, where they like you. And I just want to let everyone know, there is no such thing as a Spanish, Dutch, French, Canadian, South African, Middle Eastern Association of Five Pathers. There isn't. There's only one. It is the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals. So if somebody's trying to get you signed up for a Dutch, Swedish, Norwegian, English, Spanish Association of Five Path Hypnotherapists, there's no such thing. And they are pulling your leg. And maybe they're even pulling your pocketbook. So don't fall for that stuff. There's only one, and you can find out about it by going to fivepath.com. That's 5-PATH.com. And also, hey, if you notice, up there, is it up there? Or is it over there? Let me see. I don't know. I always get mixed up on these videos. But we've expanded calbanyan.com. You no longer have to go to hypnosiscenter.com or hypnosis.org to get my schedule of classes or any of my training materials. They're all here on calbanyan.com, and right over there, I think, is the new navigation. And if you've been on our site before and it doesn't show up, that means that you have to reload the website, because you're getting a cached version of the website. But there's a normal navigation over there, and that takes you to all the different stuff. All right. Hey, guess what? I'm so excited. You know, we just had the Solid Gold weekend about a month or so ago, at here in Orange County, and we had Celeste Hackett as a speaker. We had L. Ron Ferguson as a speaker. And of course, we had Meredith Locker as a speaker. All of our co-hosts. And of course, I was a speaker. It was wonderful. And you know what? The National Guild of Hypnotists was so impressed with these five pathers that they were all invited to speak at the National Guild of Hypnotists and convention in August in Marlboro, Massachusetts. So just another reason for you to start planning now. And I was talking to Meredith just before we got on the video cameras here about maybe she could do a little mini talk in each one of her talks. And she said she could do that. And I said, I want you, Meredith, to give them as much information about, not about what you're going to teach, but actually teach as much of these, you know, I know she's only got like 15 minutes, but to teach as much as she can about her topics that she's going to be teaching at the NGH. And she loves you guys so much, and she loves this profession so much. She said, no problem, Cal. So I'm turning it over to Meredith. And which one are you going to teach about first here?
Well, I'm doing a one-hour talk on overcoming client resistance in and out of hypnosis. And this is the same talk that I did at Solid Gold. But I know that oftentimes there are different people that go to the NGH convention in August than that go to Solid Gold. And because there's breakout sessions and there's choices, I figured why not bring that information there again. And so in this talk, it's just really important to recognize the truths about resistance, what resistance really is, and to be aware that it's going to be a part of every single client, every single person that comes to you. You're going to be dealing with it on the phone, you're going to be dealing with it once they get into your office, and you're going to be dealing with it throughout the process with your clients. I mean, ultimately, what I believe resistance is a structure inside, that is a conflict inside between parts of self. And anybody who does hypnosis recognizes that conflict, right? I mean, there's the person who wants to quit smoking, and they've been wanting to quit smoking for 20 years, but they keep smoking. So they have the part that wants to quit and the part that doesn't want to quit. And they have the part that wants to keep eating and the part that wants to lose weight. And so we've got these parts of ourselves that are in conflict. To think that we're a solitary single being would just be fooling ourselves. And so ultimately, you've got the conflict. That's why they're contacting you in the first place. And our job is to help to align them with the desired side, with the side that wants the change, and to neutralize all of the things underlying the side that won't change. Because there are reasons why they smoke, there are reasons why they eat, there are reasons why people have anxiety and are in a depressed state. So we need to neutralize those issues. And us five pathers, we know exactly how to do that. We follow the five path process. But you can do that with all kinds of other tools too. And it really starts with that very first contact, right? It starts with the telephone. And it actually, it even starts before that. It starts with your presence. It starts with your presence on the web. It starts with your presence in any ads that you create. If you go and do talks, if you teach classes, if you know, go to different groups. I know a lot of people out there are talking to different community centers or different groups and churches or medical communities, and you know, sharing about hypnosis. And it's a great way to get the word out there about hypnosis and to get some new clients. And you have to present yourself professionally in order to make that work for you and to dispel the confusion. And so ultimately what we get into is that resistance at its core is fear. Okay? Resistance is fear. That's what it is. And people are going to have fear about coming to you. They're going to have fear about releasing their issue. And fear is the thing that's usually, as we learn in Five Path, it's usually underlying practically every single problem, usually. And so it's ultimately about knowing all the different ways that you can make your client feel safe. They feel safe when they see a professional image. They feel safe when they feel heard and understood, when you take the time to develop that rapport with your client. They feel safe when you present yourself professionally as far as the surroundings that you provide for them. And it's okay if you see your clients from home, but it needs to be a safe professional home office so that they can come in and feel secure in that environment. they need to understand that your website is welcoming and safe and presentable in a way that, you know, you would want if you were looking for a practitioner. And so these are all the things I'm going to be getting into and more. You know, all kinds of even further truths about resistance and further solutions to help you to be able to overcome that client resistance, so that not only you can book the client right off the bat, but you can get more success in your process with them. Any questions about anything I've said so far, Cal?
This is so cool. You know, what I really like about this is, you know, a lot of people, they like do a video like this and they say, well, I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to talk about that. And you know what? Meredith is just giving you as much as she can in this short period of time what is in the actual talk. So keep rocking and rolling there, Meredith.
Yeah, good. So, of course, building rapport is one of the most important things that you can do. And as far as I'm concerned, that starts with that very first call. That very first call. And Maureen Banyan has done so many pieces about how to handle that first call. And I know L. Ron and I did a podcast series. Actually, we did a couple different podcasts on, you know, handling those calls. And there's so much information here on calbanyan.com to help you to, you know, connect with those people in the most professional, most caring, most efficient way. And I can't tell you how important that call is. You've got to return that call in a timely manner. And when you do, it's really important to respect their time and space. And, you know, if you didn't take the call, if you have to return the call, ask them, is this a good time? Because you never know who might be around, and they may not be able to say, this isn't a good time, because, you know, a friend might be listening, or a coworker might be listening, or even a spouse that they don't want to tell yet that they're coming for sessions might be listening in, and they may not be able to say that to you, but they can say, no, it's actually not a good time. Can we talk whenever? And so this is just really important, and it shows that you care. It shows that you're respectful of them and their time. Such little things make all the difference in the world. And then you need to actually listen to your client. Now, this is both on the phone and in the pre-hypnosis interview. You want to really pay attention, listen, and then you want to reflect back what you've heard so that they feel heard. That's the key to developing rapport. And when someone feels like you have heard them and you care, they're going to be that much more likely to be able to see that they can be safe with you, and they're going to want to book with you. I'll tell you that I book the vast majority of people who call on the phone, and I know that the conversion rate that I have is different because I hear other people say they have trouble booking clients. And I know that that's because I really am willing to take the time with them. I don't act like I'm in a hurry. I allow them time. I sometimes allow even an hour for that initial phone call. Now, not everybody does that, but to me, the time is well invested if it's going to mean that the difference between booking with me or not booking with me. Anything you have to add there, Cal? I don't want to just keep talking if you have something to say.
No, I think you're doing great. I think I'm just going to get out of the way and let you go. You got about 5 more minutes to cram as much stuff as you can in there.
I will. Good. And so, you know, getting into these kinds of details is really important to be able to take your practice to the next level. Because the key is, when we get a phone call, we want to book that client. We want to connect with them. We want to show them that we have, you know, not just the ability, the experience, the wisdom to help them, but that we really care and that we really want to help them with their problem. And we don't want to be too pushy either. So one of the things I'm going to get into in my talk is kind of the energy of working with resistance. Because if you push too much, if you get too hard pitch, hard sales, then they're going to back away more. The energy when you push forward is for somebody to back away. But you want to kind of be in an energy of, you know what, take it or leave it. You don't want to give that attitude, but you want to be in the energy of, I don't need this client, but I definitely know I can help this client, and I definitely want to help this client. And I feel like that's kind of the energy that I stay in. And in fact, a lot of times on the phone, people will start to go into the, well, I'm not really sure, and I better maybe think about it. And I tell them, absolutely, take your time. This is an important decision, and I really want you to feel safe making this decision. So take all the time that you need. And sometimes that energy of just saying, you know what, sure, and kind of almost even taking it away from them, going, oh yeah, in fact, I'd rather you take the time to think about it. You know, you can get back to me anytime, I'm here. Oftentimes what I find is that people will suddenly go, oh, you know what, I am ready to book. Let's go ahead and set up an appointment. And, you know, it's really important to work with that resistance to make it more your friend. Because if you act like, eh, you know, whatever, I could take you or leave you as a client. You're not saying that, but you're in that energy of that. That's going to make them feel much more likely to want to book with you. And so we're going to take that into how you use that kind of energy in session as well. And, you know, it might be in the middle of hypnosis, you're getting resistance from a client. I'm going to get into the hows and the whys of what to say and what to do and how to handle that kind of resistance in the middle in my talk in August. What else can I tell you? You know, we're going to get into some of the tools that you can use, that you can teach your clients so that they can take it home, some of the practices and the processes that they can do themselves to help clear away more of that fear, more of that resistance to make your process more successful. Because, you know, the truth is, there's a lot there. I mean, we're downloading, you know, I've heard somewhere between 10 and 15 million bits of information for any one given moment. People have a lot of stuff in here. And it's hard for us as hypnotists to really have time to clear away a big chunk of it. So if you teach processes, if you teach self-hypnosis, if you teach some clearing tools that can allow them to do some of the work on their own at home, that's going to make you so much more successful, your process more successful. Your clients are going to get more out of the process, and they're going to have things to take with them after they're done with you. I can't even tell you what a difference teaching certain things to your clients, clearing mechanisms, can make in your process. So we're going to get into some of that too, how to do that, how to integrate it. And I think that's about all I'm willing to share at this point, Cal. That was kind of a lot.
Well, I think that's about all you have time to share. I really appreciate that. And I'm really glad we have this on video so all of our viewers and listeners out there can, you know, stop you because you were talking so fast and rewind and outline. And I just want to tell everyone who watches these videos that Meredith is one of the hardest working, most successful hypnotherapists in the Los Angeles area and maybe in all of Southern California along with L. Ron. They really do the work. They see the clients day in, day out. The clients love them, give them referrals. And so anything that she gives you like that, you want to write it down and see if you can integrate it into your office practice. That's it. You want to wrap it up there?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We absolutely want your feedback and your questions. Please do send them to us. There's so many ways you can get them to us. You can email me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them right down there. If you're watching this on calbanion.com, there's a feedback section where you can complete the boxes and hit send, and it'll post there right underneath each video. So you can put them there. I do look there. And you can also go to ourhypnospace.com. There's an Ask Cal group where nobody's been using that. I don't understand why, but you can post your questions there. It's really great. So many options. Please, definitely, you can put them on the feedback, or I'm sorry, on the Facebook page, and we'll get that information and bring them to the show. We want this to be educational. We want to answer your question. There is no stupid question. Every question is good. So please send them in. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
All right. Thank you, Meredith. Look forward to hearing your next summary, your next training in the next podcast. All right, you guys. Hey, I want you to check out our navigation now. Check out our classes. They're listed on this website. You don't have to go to hypnosiscenter.com anymore. You don't have to go to hypnosis.org anymore to get that stuff. Although there's lots of other reasons to go there. We got free information, articles, our e-zine, lots of good reasons to go there. But you know what? All of our classes are NGH certified, Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the 10-day course. always has early registration. So you want to go check the classes out here on the website to see, you know, you could save $300, $600 on those classes. Also, we have the Week of Power. And the Week of Power is coming up in May, looking over at my calendar over there, and also at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in August. So that's it. Cal Banyan, oh, remember to go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC for all the insider stuff. While Meredith was talking, I was posting stuff to Facebook on our page about, you know, kind of the inside scoop of what's going on. So it's just fun. Talk to you later next week. Bye.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.